Are you feeling lost? Well, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to Lostish,
where we,
Rose Chachko
and Emanuela Kafoutakis,
share what it's really like navigating your 20s.
We're two semi-lost girls figuring out careers, relationships, wellness, purpose, and everything in between.
Each week, we dive into the highs, the lows, and lessons of chasing your dreams, finding happiness, and learning to embrace the uncertainty.
We're not here to pretend like we've got it all together.
We're simply just figuring it out with you.
Rolling. Action. Welcome back, everyone,
to the Lostish podcast.
Oh, we didn't say it together this time, but that's something different. So we're gonna keep that. I also clicked at the beginning. Like, if you're watching this video, guys, I've clicked like in the air, and I did the same thing in our last episode because we filmed it 2 minutes ago, and that was really unintentional. Sorry, I needed to say that because I noticed it. But we have a really interesting episode for you guys.
I think this is a cool episode today.
It's a very, very interesting topic, and it's pretty much called the obsession that we have with our appearance. And we're just going to be talking about appearance in general and how much we focus on it, especially as women. I feel like we put so much effort and so much focus into beauty, into how we look, into how we present ourselves. Same with men, same with males.
Men do too. It applies to
absolutely
everyone.
Absolutely.
But just your aura as well.
Yeah.
The obsession with not being liked for whatever reason, not being visually appealing.
The obsession of being pretty, the obsession of being hot, makeup, all of that. Because I think appearance is really damaging to a lot of people.
Let's talk about it. Okay.
Starting off, appearance, where does it come from? So essentially, where it begins, I've got talking points here, guys, so I'm not off track. Early experiences with appearance. When did you first become aware of how you looked? The influence of childhood, family, school. I think the first time, for me specifically, thought about my appearance was primary school. And I remember,
I
used to get bullied in primary school.
Oh, shit. Both of our experiences were bullying. Guys, that's so sad.
It's sad, but it happens. And, you know, it's very, very common, unfortunately. But I used to get bullied because I had a lot of hair. And like when I say hair, I mean hair on my head. Hairy legs,
are you about
hairy
to tell me
arms.
We had the same exact experience?
Oh, probably. Because we spoke about this before.
Oh, maybe we have.
And I used to be called a bunch of names, and people used to be like, oh my God, why do you have like so much hair? Like, your hair is so curly and it's crazy. And it like all this rude stuff, like things that kids would say to you. Same with like hairy legs and hairy arms and things like that. And I didn't even know that like shaving or waxing or any of that was a thing. How sad for a little primary school kid to have somebody say to you when you're so unaware, and something that in my family was really accepted. I'm of Eastern European descent. I'm Ukrainian. I have dark features. I have big hair. I know it's up right now, and in a lot of clips you see me with straight hair and things, but naturally I've got very big, very, very curly hair, very dark hair.
I'm on the same wavelength.
And I never knew that that was like a problem, and people used to tease me and make fun of me for that. And ever since then, like I still think about it to this day, and ever since then that's where my kind of obsession with my appearance has become. Because I remember immediately after that I told my mom, and I said, Mom, I need to cut my hair. Mom, I need to start shaving. Mom, I need to start waxing. And as a little primary school kid.
Yeah, see.
How sad is that?
It's very sad. I had a very similar experience. I've been called a gorilla before for having a unibrow.
Yep. That is
my mom used to let me out of the house with a unibrow. Love her. But back to what you were saying, it's something that we didn't even see as an issue because at home you feel so loved and protected by the people that genuinely care about you. And then you walk out to school. This was a bit later for me. It happened in high school. But like, I found out about a group chat where girls were sending photos of me back and forth about my unibrow. And
oh,
I was like,
gosh.
It's stuff that you'd look at now that if anyone, this is a warning, if anyone is to do that to my future children, they will get an earful.
Absolutely.
And that is something that I have not tolerated ever. Mm-hmm. Bullying is one of the worst possible things you can do in general. But I think for a lot of young girls, especially, I think boys, it's like a known thing. Like, I'm not saying that boys don't experience this at all, because I used to see it happen to guys just as much. Not just as much, but I think for girls it impacts them more, because it's like, as girls, it's an expectation thing.
It is
an expectation.
For women, it's an expectation to always have, you know, your shit together, always appear in a certain way, mm-hmm. to be beautiful, to be feminine, to be this, to be that, all these societal expectations, right? Social media.
Mm-hmm.
Social media.
Let's stick on the societal expectations for a sec, because I'm not saying that I actually like seeing, you know, a woman who takes care of herself. I think it's fantastic.
But there's a difference. Where it
becomes a problem is when you've got other girls, especially, sitting there putting you down because you've got a little bit of extra hair on your arm.
But there's a difference. I'm gonna rebut you on that, because there's a difference between somebody that takes care of themselves, mm-hmm. and somebody that's obsessive over appearance.
Yes,
just because you don't wax or you don't shave or you don't this or you don't that or you don't put eye makeup on or whatever, yeah. doesn't mean that you don't take care of yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, for somebody to put someone else down, mm-hmm. for their looks is crazy to mm-hmm. me, especially at a young age.
A rule that I was taught from a very young age from my parents was, don't ever tell someone something that they can't change in 5 seconds, because if they can't, it'll be something that they go home and think about for the rest of their life, for the rest of the day or for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
And there are some things that I have been told in high school or primary school that have stuck with me to this day.
Yeah.
Which, even though I don't care about them, they've still stuck with me. I don't give a shit what people say anymore, but it's still stuck with me. So if someone's got food in their teeth, mm-hmm. let them know. They can change that. It might be embarrassing in the moment, but they can change that. They're not mm-hmm. going to sit here and hate you for it the rest of your life.
Yeah.
If you go and tell someone, though, that their nose is too big,
yeah.
well, sorry, or, you know, they're too short as a male, for example, or they're too tall as a woman,
or they're too big, or they're too skinny, or they're too, like, commenting on any sort of appearance thing. Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know what kind of, like, morals you've had instilled in you to be able to hate on someone for something like that. I've never understood that.
And the thing is here is, you never ever know what somebody is going through,
yeah.
whether it could be an eating disorder or mental health. The amount of times I've dealt with it myself. My best friends have dealt with eating disorders in the past, and they've had even positive, and I say that with inverted commas, they've had positive comments such as, oh my God, like, look at those abs, or oh my God, you're so skinny, or look at your butt, or look at your lips, or look at this and this and this. And that person has been struggling with an eating disorder or starving themselves, and people are fueling that, you know, by commenting things like that.
Yeah.
Why don't you just say, you look beautiful, or like, beautiful smile today, or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a little story, and I think you know this about me.
Mm.
I used to have really bad anxiety in high school, and I dealt with bullying, and I dealt with friendship problems and et cetera. We've spoken about this on the pod before. And as an anxiety tool, not tool, but like, you know, people bite their nails or people pick their skin or people pick their hair. I used to pick my eyebrows. And it's something that I'm still, you know, dealing with.
Yeah.
But I used to pick my eyebrows in high school. I started in year 10. Like, for me, that was kind of, I don't know, my coping mechanism. And I picked out pretty much all my eyebrows, and I had pretty much no hair left. And I used to like draw my eyebrows on and whatever. People used to make fun of me, and also
for having too much hair and then for having no hair.
Well, there you go.
That's Are you joking? Thing.
But you know what? It was so, like, you could tell that, like, my eyebrows, half of it was missing, because I used to pick it all in whatever. But little do they know, people had no idea what I was going through in my life. Mm. People had no idea that I had bad anxiety.
Yeah.
And it's like, they made fun of me and they made comments and jokes and things like that. And you know what, in the moment I'd kind of go along with it and be like, yeah, haha, like, you know, whatever. But that was so, so damaging to myself as a person, that I still think about that, and I'm still quite conscious of my brows or of things on my face or things like it is something that is really that was a really personal to me at the time.
Yeah.
And something that I've always been so conscious of. And it's a small thing for people, but for me, it's a big thing. Oh, but you don't know that I'm going through that. And now like it's become an obsession of mine to make sure I always have amazing eyebrows because of that experience.
Yeah.
Still to this day. Still to this day. And this was like 8 years ago.
Yeah, very sad. I mean, look, we've all dealt with that stuff. I think until someone comes to the point of acceptance or ever in that case, like you're lucky. Like I would rather someone have picked on me in high school, for example, than someone like you. Because like I said before, I learned at a very young age and I had a very stable life in general where I thankfully didn't have to – I didn't take that stuff too personally.
Mm.
Obviously, it still affects you and it still sticks with you to an extent. But, like, I've been picked out for things before. I'm not going to make it seem dramatic, but, like, for example, people used to tell me all the time that I've got, like, a manly head structure. Like, I've got really defined cheekbones. Defined cheekbones?
That's an insult?
Now I'm like, thanks, queen. But before I was like, oh – like, and then I used to like pay attention, like I used to pick it out in photos. I used to be like, oh, the way I'm smiling defines my cheeks too much.
Mm.
Now people get filler in their cheeks because of that. Another thing, I have a gap in my tooth, which at the beginning, now I really don't care what anyone has to say about it, but it's one of the first things people notice about me.
Mm.
Fine. No worries. Little do they know, that's actually what kept me in the modeling industry. So I'm not going to sit there and take hate for it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But like all these things, you don't know why, like how someone is going to react to them is my point. So now if someone made a comment about these things to me, I would be like, okay, thankfully I'm someone who can take it and not someone that, you know, has a low self-esteem or is going through something that would take it in a really bad way. But you never know who you're talking to. So don't ever pick on something that literally that someone can't change straight away, because it can be really damaging. And not only that, but you will walk away feeling like a really guilty person or feeling worse than you already do. Because obviously for you to be taking the time out of your day to going and to go and pick something off someone else that has absolutely nothing to do with you, it's like it's clearly you're going through something. Clearly it's
insecure.
Yeah, clearly it's something.
How about the thing of like to stem away from kind of high school and like where obsessiveness with appearance has stemmed from, which is obviously childhood, which we just spoke about. What about the prospect of beauty never being enough? Like it never being enough. Okay. Oh, my hair is straight. Okay, great. Now I need to, oh, but my lips are too small. But I'm not skinny enough. But my boobs are like da, 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 da.
I agree with that.
The prospect of it never being enough.
You know why?
Where does that come from? Social media, beauty products, commercials, you know?
And you know what? That is something that I genuinely, like, again, once you get to the point of acceptance, you realize that beauty really shines from the inside.
Oh, yeah.
Genuinely. No one is going to be friends. Well, someone might be, but I'm saying in general, the people that you keep the closest to you are not going to be people that you have in your life just because they're a pretty person. Dude. They're not. Trust me, they're not. It's not, that's not what, if that's your criteria for keeping someone in your life, you need to reframe that.
I watched this video once and every time I feel insecure about my appearance or my skin's bad or I'm struggling with weight or whatever it may be, I always go back to this. And in this video, a woman was talking about appearance. And she was like, when you die and you have your funeral and people are mourning you, friends, family, loved ones, close ones, and they're standing there, they're going to remember you as a human being.
You for who you were.
They're not going to sit there and be like, oh, wow, like Rose had such good abs or like Rose had the biggest lips. Wow, like so great. No. They're going to remember who you are as a person and what kind of mark you left on this world.
100%.
And I remember that every single time I struggle with my appearance or I have insecurities in whatever way that is, mm-hmm. I always am like, but who am I inherently as a human being? Mm-hmm. I'm a good person. Mm-hmm. I know that for a fact. And I know that I make a difference by being in this world in yes. whatever way that may be.
Every single person in this world is here for a reason.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And it goes way beyond what you look like.
Way beyond. But this society conditions us to maintain appearance, to be this certain beauty standard that we have looked up to all our lives in social media, in magazines, in the modeling industry, in the acting industry. You know, me and you, modeling and acting industry, where it is unfortunately yep. all about appearance, yep. even in the acting world.
Yep.
The amount of times I have been this close to getting a role.
Mm-hmm.
In massive films that people watch.
And it's like, oh, hold on, she's blonde, she's not skinnier.
Got blue eyes or she's skinnier or yeah. she looks too much like that. It's all about looks.
Yeah.
And it's very, very damaging mm-hmm. because unfortunately it's not about talent. Like I know that I can act. I know that I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
But in this industry and in the same – in your modeling industry too, like it's insane how – much criticism we mm-hmm. get of not being enough. And obviously that's why people struggle with their appearance
mm.
because you never feel like you're enough because you're made to feel like you're never enough.
Mm.
The most beautiful people I know who are just gorgeous on the outside
mm-hmm.
don't know that they are that beautiful on the outside because of basically everything I've listed
mm-hmm.
here.
And you know what?
I want to shake them and yeah. be like, dude,
yeah.
You are such a beautiful human being.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're so gorgeous on the inside,
mm-hmm.
that makes you hot.
Yeah.
That makes you beautiful.
That's exactly what I was going to say. And I've seen the complete opposite as well. I've seen exactly what you just said. People that are like bloody VS supermodels sitting there saying that, you know, they're insecure about things. And then I've seen people on the other end that may not be considered, you know, the most conventionally attractive people
yeah.
that are sitting there and they literally shine from within that it makes them such a beautiful person. I you know what? I would consider myself one of those people. I'm not by any chance saying, you know, I'm trying to make myself sound like I'm not. I think I'm conventionally all right. I think I'm a pretty person. But I'm not yeah. like a Victoria's Secret supermodel, yet I genuinely don't care about that because I know that as a person, I'm a beautiful person.
Mm.
And I think once you see that in other people as well, it's so much more impactful and like mm-hmm. something to care about than what they look like. I don't mm-hmm. care if you're a 10 out of 10, if your heart is a 1 out of 10. I really don't.
Don't even come near me.
Like, I
because
really
that
don't.
Makes you so beyond ugly. There have been people in my life that I used to like look at and be mm-hmm. like, oh my goodness, you are the most beautiful aesthetically human being. I'm so attracted to you.
Mm-hmm.
Then I get to know them. And I get fully icked out. I'm fully like, oh my God, now I cannot view you in any other way. You are the ugliest person because
your heart is just not there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could be conventionally attractive,
mm.
but like you said, if your heart's a 1 out of 10, you're not going to get far in life at all.
No.
Even by looks. Looks can only get yeah. you so far.
But you know what is why a lot of people say, you know, initially even with relationships, that the first thing is attraction and then personality is what makes you stay because it's important, mm-hmm. guys. It's so much more important. If you want to prioritize and obsess about your appearance in one way, obsess about the way that you're appearing to other people from a personality standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the ways that you can appear in the best light to other people, have the best impact on other people. Just literally shine from within. That is like my biggest goal in life. You know, I had one of my friends at work the other day literally say to me, I don't know what it is, but I'm just constantly drawn to you. And Whoa. It was the cutest thing I have heard in a while. I started blushing.
I love that.
I was like, what? I was like, thank you so much. Because like, that is probably one of the best compliments I've ever received
yes.
ever.
Yes.
Because being a magnetic person is to me, and I'm sure a lot of people listening to this that have gone through similar things or like come to a point where they're accepting that, you know, physical appearance is not the be all and end all.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the best thing ever to hear something like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's so rewarding and
so much more valuable than
so much more. Yeah. I had a similar experience where I remember I was actually going through my breakup at the time and I was really, really sad and I felt really insecure. Mm. I felt really, like, honestly, like, my ego just, like, plummeted and my self-love and everything. I was just not in a good place. And I woke up one morning and I was like, you know what? I'm going to have a good day today. I'm going to get ready for the day. I'm going to say some affirmations. Affirmations personally help me, you know, when I repeat them constantly, they kind of get stuck in my head and I'm like, okay, you know, I am a good person. I am beautiful inside and out. You know, I radiate a good energy, whatever it may be. I was walking to work and this random woman just stopped, like a group of women, and they were like older women, like they weren't having a flirt or anything, but like they stopped me on the street and they were like, sorry, we just wanted to stop you and say there is something about you and you radiate a lot of beauty. Aww. And I was just like, I think I started like tearing up because I was having such a shit week or such a shit month up until that day, and that changed everything for me. And I didn't even feel like I didn't look my best. I didn't get like ready in any particular way. It was just another casual day at work.
But it's
put my hair up in a bun.
But you felt different.
But I felt different.
And you projected different.
I felt, and they felt that very energetically.
But you know what? I felt that too. When I in myself am accepting and feel like, you know what? I'm going to put my best foot forward today. Mm-hmm. People flock at you, like fully flock at you. I'm not just talking about like guys from a physical standpoint. I'm talking about like your energy.
It's but even experiences, magnetic. Not even people. Like you start attracting so much into your life, little things. But if you're aware of it, you're like, oh, wow. This happened and this happened and this interaction happened. It is insane once you actually take a step back from your appearance and think to yourself, who am I inherently as a human being?
Yeah.
What qualities do I adopt?
Yeah.
And you radiate that.
Yeah.
And that makes you 10 times more hotter.
And you know what? We do need to touch on this as well, is that like me and Rose, for example, are very comfortable around each other. I know Rose even said to me one of the first, so and this was another thing that made me so happy, is like she was like, I've never felt like I can fully be myself around pretty much any of my friends until I met you. That's the only kind of friend I want to be. I don't want someone to, you know, hang out with me, because I've had situations like this before where I've gone out with friends and I felt like I had to go out with them wearing makeup, or I had to go and refrain from a joke that they wouldn't find funny or whatever.
We're both sitting here with no makeup. I'm in my work clothes. I look like a librarian. You're wearing my
under my eyes.
You're wearing my sweater.
I am.
Like you're barefoot. Like we're literally like we've become so comfortable, and I think we've gotten to a good place.
Yeah.
Where in the sense of like it's, I think we understand. And we still both struggle with appearance. I know that I do a lot.
Everyone does. You're never going to feel 10 out of 10 every single day. But my point with that was, it obviously comes with finding people and surrounding yourself with people that will make you be able to feel like the best version of yourself. If you feel like you're this radiant bubble, but then around you, you've got a bunch of miserable people, or people that, you know, inherently always make comments about people's appearance or constantly talk about, you know, whatever, badly about themselves, like whatever it may be, get those people out.
Surrounding yourself with people that have a really low self-esteem or low confidence can actually be quite detrimental to you. And not saying that those people are bad people, you shouldn't surround yourself with them, because sometimes that's what's going to happen in life. Like you're never going to have people in your life that are always happy about themselves and la la la, but it can be quite draining.
But if that's what they're like as a generic overall person, we're not, everyone has a bad day. Today when we saw each other, we were like, one was crying, the other was infuriated.
Yeah.
That's not to say that you don't have bad days, but if that's
or bad weeks like, or bad months,
but if that's what you're like in general, if all you do is talk about other people, if all you do is
talk about yourself in such a bad light,
then that's going to project, and you don't want to be around people like that. No. Because that'll set you 10 steps back
absolutely
in becoming that person.
And maybe if you have people like that in your life, you can help them too. You know, because I don't want to see somebody talk so awfully about themselves constantly.
Yep.
I tell my friends all the time, I'm like, freaking beautiful, shut up. Like,
yeah. But you know what? Sometimes that just comes with being that role model for them. For example, I don't feel like I ever came into your life and intentionally said to you, like, here I am, this is what you need to do. I was just myself, and then you felt like you could be yourself.
Mm.
And sometimes it's just like being that role model for someone, or being the person that you want to attract as well in your life, is enough sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So once you build up that light, as long as you don't have the people around you that are crushing that for you, it might be someone that's just struggling with something, but just be yourself and be kind, and they'll get there in the end.
Yes. Be kind to yourself and others, and just every time it is free.
It's free.
And every time you think about your appearance, or it makes you, or it destroys you, because unfortunately it does destroy us sometimes when we overthink ourselves and the way that we look and the way that we present ourselves to the world. Go back to who you are inherently. And if there are things that you're like, you physically want to change about yourself, think about why you want to do that. Is it for yourself? Is it going to make you happy, or is it going to make other people happy? Mm-hmm. Are you doing it for the world? Are you like, okay, conventionally, like, I should, my lips are so small, or like, I need to lose weight, or I need to put on weight, or whatever, whatever it is, or I need to act a certain way because that's how society wants me to be, or that's how my friends are, or that's how this person is. That's being totally inauthentic to yourself.
And you know,
so go back to your core.
Yeah. Oh no, I was just going to say, I think that's it. That exact sentence is what I've used as the basis of my morals and my life, to be accepting of the physical things. For example, for me, like, my gap tooth, I never thought was a big deal. It has not bothered me once. How many times have I considered getting braces? Endless. When I really come back to it though, I'm like, but it's not really bothering me. Like, I'm fine. I'm fine either way. I really don't care.
Well, it distinguishes, so, like, distinguishes you from other people.
So I'm also like, hold on a second. I don't need to go and spend 10 grand right now to make other people happy if it doesn't bother me. But if it did bother me, I would go and do it. No problem.
Yeah.
But coming to that distinction of, hold on, it's not bothering me, I'm doing it for other people, big, big thing to note as well.
You gotta completely separate that. And I think that's what I was trying to say before.
Yeah.
Totally.
Not only physically, like personality-wise
too. Anything. Yes. But I think, yeah, this is an episode that we feel very, very passionate about, specifically as women, but it's very much so, just going back to the core of who you are as a human being and what you want to be remembered as. Not be remembered for your pretty face or your pretty body or your pretty feet. Be remembered for being a good person.
Yeah.
For being a good friend. Yep. A good parent, for being passionate, for being loyal, you know, all of the above. We've yapped way too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's time to wrap it up.
Yeah. Okay, guys. We hope this felt like the 14th therapy session.
Yes. We hope you got something out of it. And like we said in the previous episode, if this has impacted you in any way, or if any episode has impacted you in any way, please reach out and let us know, because
we love to hear from everyone.
We really, really love to hear from everyone.
We save every single message. I've got a folder of them in my phone.
We screenshot them all and we reply to everything. We've got 100 bloody followers on. Like, who are we? Do you know what I mean? Like we reply to everyone, and we are so grateful that we have listeners and that we have people that we can, you know, make a difference to. And we're just going to continue because we love what we do.
Yes.
And stay tuned
for the Lost Dish
podcast.
All right, that's it. This episode, we just weren't meant to say it together at all.
No.
Anyways, we love you. Share, listen.
Like, listen.
Whatever you want to do.
Message us.
And we'll see
you
in the next
message
one.
Message Emanuela. Anyway, goodbye.